What is going on, everybody? Oxcourt Sports back on the airwaves. It is your boy AJ Murphy.
Miles Vandenboom. We're gone for a minute, but we're back now.
Yes, back in the booth. The last couple episodes have been a hogwash. Some technical issues. Once again, Anchor, thank you for not posting the episodes, but I guess I can also double check to see if the episode's posted. Full responsibility taken here, but we're back on the board and
we're back and moving.
You know, things have been kind of weird lately, so hopefully more of you are listening to this than usual.
Yeah, you have no choice.
You have no choice but to not go to the bar. More on that later, but let's open the show with some NFL free agency.
It's been a wild one, man. I think this is probably one of the crazier ones in quite some time.
The landscape has changed so quickly over the last 4 or 5 days.
Oh yeah, completely. We have so much, you know, moves to talk about. And I know you got the list set up, so I mean, we'll just run down everything that's going on.
I'm gonna jump right to. I kind of, you know, went down like the list, you know, just to kind of, you know, get a whole picture of what had happened team by team, and then I put it kind of in like bullet points, you know, add to importance as to what's, like, you know, important to us or whatever. Absolutely. So I put the Eagles down a little bit further, not on purpose.
No, you're good. You're good.
But we'll talk about them when they come in there.
We got
so stuff to talk about. We'll start it off with Mr. Stephon Diggs.
Dot, dot, dot.
Requesting a trade via Twitter.com.
It's
basically indirectly with his tweets, and then sought out a tweet that he was not mentioned in, only by name.
Yeah.
To say that it's different this time, blah, blah, blah. 6 hours later, he is gone to the Buffalo Bills for a first round pick, a fifth round pick, a sixth round pick, and a next year fourth round pick.
And what did the Vikings obviously gave up Diggs? Did they give up a seventh round pick?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Well, so as you can see, I mean, the Bills definitely valued Stephon Diggs, you know, skill set very highly. Honestly, this is a trade that I feel like worked for both teams, which I don't know if you can say with, you know, all the trades that have been going down or all the moves. You know, for the Vikings, that's a good chance to, you know, potentially get a playmaker to take his spot early, or, you know, maybe shore up the backside. I mean, what are you looking for them to potentially do here?
That's the thing. And, you know, right when the news came down, I was like, you know, bye, see ya.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh no, Diggs.
It sucks. He's had moments, bro, here.
Like, yes.
The Minneapolis Miracle.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs is that dude.
He's one of the best route runners, one of the best deep ball guys in the NFL. So it's sad to see him go.
It was time.
It was time, and, you know, you really can't blame the Vikings or him for wanting to make this move. I mean, they've kind of come out with this thing that they're going to be a run-first team, and that's going to be their identity. And when you have a duo like Thielen and Diggs, and, you know, it worked for a little bit, and, you know, it brought us within one game of the Super Bowl, and then it just had to re-break it down. And now they're like, okay, we're going to get back to running because we have Dalvin Cook and but we're going to keep running, you know, with this line or whatever. I feel like they may regret this. And, like, you know, just moving to the run-first identity. I mean, you know, you had to trade Diggs. You know, he probably wasn't going to stay, you know, with the things that he kept tweeting and the actions, even going back to in the season. So,
yeah. And I think in the season, you know, I think both of us, I mean, especially me, I feel like, too, was like, you know, it's not that serious. Let's get over it. But clearly, like, you know, clearly there, you know, there was something there. And, you know, they were able to work through it through the year. But, you know, it just got to the point where it seems like he was ready to go. So, I mean, I like both moves. And to talk about, you know, kind of Diggs going to the Bills from that aspect, I think he's going to have a very solid year. I think he's a very good fit with Josh Allen.
Mm.
Maybe not the most accurate deep ball thrower, but he can throw the deepest. So do with that what you will. But, I mean, the Bills are just a team that, you know, they really look to throw the deep ball constantly. And that seems to be where Diggs' skill set comes in. Obviously, he can, you know, run shorter routes, like you said, one of the best route runners in the game, but definitely one of the best deep ball guys. So I'm excited to see that pairing. You know, they got John Brown on the other side too. So,
and Cole,
you know,
the Beasley. Bills,
yeah, and Cole Beasley in the slot, who had a pretty good year. So they got some things going on.
And the targets will definitely be there. Last year, Diggs saw, like, I think it was like a 6 or 7 target average. And I went and looked. I was like, is he going to be able to get those targets on the Bills? Yes, because John Brown and Cole Beasley had multiple double-digit target games. So it'll definitely be there for Stephon Diggs.
Absolutely.
I don't know if the production is going to be there necessarily. And, you know, we're still a far way out, but now that they have a true number one wide receiver, they're going to have a cornerback on the other side follow him most of the way. And it's, you know, it's not going to be any different like it was here. Mm-hmm. But here, when we had Adam and him in this lineup, it helped kind of take away some attention. And they could do some things and put him in the slot. So it's going to be interesting how Buffalo works around that. But I definitely think it's a good fit for their offense.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I think both teams, you know, did what they needed to do.
Definitely. A good move. We got some picks back. I would like to see someone on the backside and maybe an offensive lineman. There was a lot of wide receivers coming up in this draft. Some that might get taken before we get to pick at 22. We'll just have to wait and see. I'm not a huge favorite of, you know, getting someone right back with that 22nd pick as a wide receiver.
Absolutely.
Especially if, you know, one of those guys like isn't there, where you're just like reaching. So I just think that you just go out and pick the two best.
Take the best players.
Players and, yep, regardless.
At those spots.
Kind of going off the Vikings and who they got back and who they lost. So Kirk Cousins re-signs with the Vikings for 2 more years, kind of restructuring the deal to help them save some money this year. But I think in turn he makes a little bit more the next 2 years.
I think it is. Yeah, I think the next 2 years, isn't it like $33 million or something? Something like that. Not guaranteed, but I mean, mm-hmm, that's what the contract is set for.
So, yeah, Kirk Cousins, you know, everyone was...
Get used to it, man. Get used to it.
That was like the beginning of the tweets from Stephon Diggs. And who knows if that's a direct correlation of what that happened. But I like Kirk being back. I would like to have maybe someone else in there. But at this point, Kirk is doing the thing. So CJ Ham is back. Re-signed on a 2-year deal. Anthony Harris got franchise tagged. Dan Bailey re-signed. One thing interesting is, you know, all these players that left. Linval Joseph, Everson Griffin announced on Instagram, out of all places, that he is leaving and did a whole farewell. Xavier Rhodes cut, thank God. Trey Waynes and Mackenzie Alexander go to the Bengals.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Trey Waynes got a good deal. Mackenzie Alexander basically signed with the Bengals for the same price that Dan Bailey re-signed with the Vikings.
Oh.
I think that was kind of interesting.
Interessante.
I don't...
Kind of was hoping they might hold on to one of those guys. More Mackenzie Alexander too. than Trey Waynes, but...
That's kind of what I thought.
It is. You know, it happened. Some familiar faces definitely gone. I mean, like you said, Linval Joseph, Everson Griffin, those are guys that
Everson Griffin has been here for a while. Everson Griffin has been here for a long time.
Has he been there since like Jared Allen, or is he a little bit after Jared Allen?
Yeah, Allen and like late AP. I think it was like early 2010s.
Nuts, man. Yeah. That's crazy.
Close to a decade for Everson Griffin. So I definitely thought they were going to get something worked out with him, but it is what it is, and hopefully he goes somewhere and becomes successful. I really wish he would have been able to finish his career here and win a Super Bowl when we win in the next couple years.
It's coming, man. Just wait on it.
But – you know, it is what it is. I'm just, you know, what's this defense going to look like next year? I'm worried about that.
Yeah, like we said, that's a lot of mainstays, you know, outside of Zim's D. So it'll be interesting to see what they do coming up in the draft. Maybe if there is other, you know, potential moves that they do look to make to, you know, bolster that defense up a little bit.
Yes.
I still think it's going to be fine because, I mean, it's Zim. But I don't know. Without some of these, you know, pieces, it definitely could be more difficult.
Yeah, I don't really look at any of those guys except for, like, Everson Griffin. You know, the production was still there, but he's getting up there in age. So you can really just kind of maybe plug someone else in there and maybe hope to get some of the same kind of thing.
Similar value.
And, you know, they didn't do it in the run game anymore, and that's where we got gashed last year. So got to shore that up. Another huge trade that went down wide receiver-wise, and it wasn't even close to the deal that we got back for Stephon Diggs. So DeAndre Hopkins to the Arizona Cardinals. So the Arizona Cardinals get DeAndre Hopkins in a 4th-round pick. They give away David Johnson, a 2nd-round pick this year, and then a 2021 4th-round pick.
It's time for Bill O'Brien to be out of Houston.
It's time for O'Brien to just like sit at home and do nothing.
I cannot believe that, man. It's just wild to me. I'm excited for, you know, Kyler Murray, you know, in that Cardinals offense, because I think DeAndre Hopkins is going to going to do some things. But, I mean, for Deshaun Watson and that whole Texans team, that's frustrating. Just to lose arguably your best player, you know, definitely your best wide receiver, no question about it, to bring in David Johnson, who's a big question mark right
now. Huge question mark and an albatross of a contract.
I'm very confused with that. Originally, when I saw he was going to the Texans, I didn't realize it was a trade. So I was like, oh, you know, maybe that'll help the Texans a little bit. Maybe David Johnson, you know, getting some rest in the offseason, comes back looking better. And then I find out it's the DeAndre Hopkins deal, and it's like, no way. Absolutely no way. That's just nonsense. You know, I don't know what's going on. I feel like we haven't heard stories about these, like a couple of head coaches in a while, like Matt Patricia and Bill O'Brien, where there's been, you know, really issues with that. Like the player, like saying the last time he had a meeting like that was with Aaron Hernandez. You know, we don't know what was said in the meeting.
Gross.
What?
What is that like, even supposed to mean?
I just feel like, exactly, yeah, I feel like you can't say that. Like, even if I'm assuming that Bill O'Brien was not calling DeAndre Hopkins, you know, a murderer. But just like, you know, that stigma and what we know about Aaron Hernandez. Yeah, like, don't say that. Like, everyone's seen the documentary, bro. Like, don't say that. And, you know, the issues with the, you know, the baby mamas and what have you, that's just ridiculous, man. He is your, you know, your best player or arguably your best player. Just, figure it out. Just figure it out, man. Hopkins is that dude. So, I mean, excited for Arizona. Very excited.
How could you do that to Deshaun Watson?
That's what's interesting. I mean, Deshaun Watson has got to be extremely fed up with that. Another wide receiver one is like Will Fuller, who like will probably play 4 games next year.
That is just unbelievable.
It doesn't make any sense.
The work that Bill O'Brien has done in the year, or the year less that he's been a GM, just giving away all of his franchise superstar playmaker.
Terrible trades.
Yes, for like
terrible trades.
Peanuts in a 3rd-round pick. Like, yeah. What is that supposed to do for anybody?
Yeah, come on. You got to be better.
So, 2 big trades that went down, and then this was the biggest signing. And I don't think anybody is ever going to get used to this. Tom Brady going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I'm shook.
2 years, $50 million.
Is it all guaranteed? I think it all might be guaranteed.
That would not surprise me. I didn't really look. I don't know. I don't really care too much.
Yeah, just look at the big numbers.
Congratulations, you're getting more of that money than.
I mean, if my name is affiliated with, you know, 50 mil, like and a few millions guaranteed, say that. Like, I don't, no, I mean, it's bonkers, man, to think about. Because once it seemed like he wasn't going back to New England, honestly, I thought it was going to be the Chargers because I thought
that just made
I thought it made the most sense as far as like knowing Tom Brady. You know, and him being from California,
big
you know,
city.
California kid. Yeah, it just
in a
it
dome.
Made sense. Yeah.
Like, wouldn't he want that? Like, is that
I guess
important?
Not. I mean, he's going to Tampa Bay, and
well, I guess it's still warm.
It's you know, it's warm, and you know, aside from imagining him in those very ugly jerseys, thinking about
they're getting new jerseys.
Oh, they are. Oh, yeah. Thank God. Like I've been seeing, you know, the Photoshop of like him in the Buccaneers jerseys.
Yep.
And I'm like, it just doesn't look right.
No. Nope.
It doesn't look right.
They're going back to, they're basically like getting a new jersey, but it's going to look like they're like 2000s when they won the Super Bowl, kind of just basic, like whatever, pewter and maroon or whatever colors
that's
are.
That's good.
Jerseys, yeah.
That's
no,
I can't wait to
no
see.
No alarm
that.
Clocks, no crazy colors.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. No, but I mean, as far as for Tom Brady, you know, scheme wise, I think it's. Should work well with Bruce Arians. I
all
got Mike
weapons.
Evans, Chris Godwin, O.J. Howard. I mean, Tom Brady, you know, has gotten tight ends involved throughout his career. So this is, I think, an opportunity for O.J. Howard now to, you know, potentially get going. And we'll see what else, you know, they do with this offense. What I'm wondering is how is Tom Brady going to do with the deep ball? Because that seems to be something that hasn't necessarily been, you know, his forte in a while. But I would also say, you know, he hasn't had necessarily those big play deep threat weapons over the last couple of years. So
mm-hmm. Like these
could
guys.
Be different.
Like
yeah,
Mike
they,
Evans.
These. Oh my God. I mean, I'm excited for it. And I think that defense, you know, is better than it's given credit for. Was number one run defense last year.
Yeah, number one run defense, but on the
they
flip
could
side
be
of that,
better
that
in
like
the passing game. That's for
bottom
sure.
Bottom six defense. Pass defense. So,
I mean, if they can shore that up, they are going to be turning the ball over, you know, at least half the time they were last year, if not, you know, even less than that. So I think they're in a good position next year. This NFC South is looking good.
Yes. Moving to another NFC South team that signed a big quarterback. Teddy Bridgewater goes to the Carolina Panthers, $60 million, 3 years. They just kind of they're like, hey, Cam, you're done. You can go seek a trade. And then he was like, I don't want this. Don't trade me. And like Ebonics on Instagram. Did you see that? I know
what kind of font he like uses. So I didn't see what he said, but I know exactly like what you're talking about. He does weird lettering. I don't know why.
We can make a whole episode on his font. On
just Instagram. Break down each Instagram post of Cam Newton. It's tough. I mean, yeah, I think it's just time for him to move on at this point. It just hasn't worked over the last couple of years. You know, it's tough because I feel like he's been, you know, that guy for them for many years. I mean, we're talking about a guy that came in the league like 2010, 2011. So he's been in the league for a while. You know, I'm excited for him, though, to potentially get a fresh start. And, you know, get something going maybe somewhere else just because it hasn't worked in Carolina. Excited for Teddy, you know, to get a starting gig. Yeah, that I'm excited for. Was a little shocked that it didn't end up being Carolina. I thought he might end up going, you know, somewhere else. I personally thought he was going to end up staying with the Saints. But that almost makes you think, is Taysom Hill the future quarterback then of the Saints?
Saints gave him a first-round tender, which is in turn worth about $4.5 million. So that's, I mean, it's still a decent amount to pay your backup quarterback on top of Drew Brees, who's getting $25 million a year. So
must be nice, man.
Mm-hmm.
Must be nice. But good for Teddy, man. We're excited for him.
Good for Teddy, and it'll be interesting because he'll have to come here and play the Vikings. Also, we'll have to go play the Buccaneers and Tom Brady. We're going to have to go play all of these new quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah. Oh. In that NFC South with another addition that I'm sure we'll get to, too, and with the Falcons. But, yeah, NFC South, watch out this year.
Yes, we'll just move to that right now. So Todd Gurley cut by the Rams, surprisingly, like 10 minutes before the deadline, before his money became guaranteed. It was like $10 or $14 million. So he is gone in L.A. The reports are his knee is very bad still. But he goes to the Falcons on a one-year deal worth about $6 million. Todd Gurley's from Georgia, grew up there, played for the University of Georgia Bulldogs in a backfield that featured Sony Michel and Nick Chubb at the same time.
That just, it's hard to wrap your head around that. That's wild that you could have that, you know, talented of a backfield at one time. I'm excited for Todd Gurley. I think after seeing what happened last year, it did not work. You know, I'm just hoping he can get better. It doesn't seem like it, you know, is very reasonable, but I mean, if he can just, you know, get 10 to 15 touches for the Falcons, I think he's a productive weapon for them, a good player. And we just didn't see Todd Gurley get going in the pass game. It just didn't seem like it was schemed for him last year in LA, so maybe they look to do that more here in Atlanta. Regardless, I'm excited to see him in a new spot because it didn't work last year for LA. It just didn't work.
He needs that fresh start, and I've said it many times.
I hope he gets going
on this show. I don't know what's wrong. I guess his knee, but I mean, I don't think Sean McVay was going to like buckle down and be like, yeah, we can have you anyway, because that wasn't his style. He wants to zip the ball around the field and, oh, yeah. Like, Todd Gurley was never going to work for LA, even though he basically brought them to the Super Bowl and made them what they were.
It's tough to see. It's just, it seems to be the NFL, man. It's cutthroat, dude.
No fun league.
Literally, man.
So the Falcons also trade for Hayden Hurst because they lost Austin Hooper. Yeah, who goes to the Browns for a couple other players. We'll get to that one later. The Falcons give up a second-round pick and a fifth-round pick for Hayden Hurst. So that's one of the tight ends out of the Baltimore Ravens' stable of tight ends.
That was one of the three musketeers for the Ravens.
Also, Hayden Hurst was a first-round pick like a couple seasons ago. So
I'm excited for Hayden Hurst. I feel like with, you know, Mark Andrews got more of the love, obviously, in the past game. It felt like Hayden Hurst didn't necessarily get as many targets.
Yeah, Nick Boyle
for him to take, you know, that Austin Hooper role. So I'm mixing in a little bit of fantasy here. Hayden Hurst is a guy I'm potentially looking at, you know, late round flyer. You get him and see how it goes at the tight end position.
That's what we said last year with Austin Hooper, and he chugged right on through the season.
Those later tight ends last year kind of panned out, man. Austin Hooper, we had Mark Andrews. Trying to think. I feel like there was another guy or two that right now I can't think of, but those late tight ends really panned out last year.
Hunter Henry, I mean, he was
Hunter Henry, yeah. He started to come around. When he came back, he was
he got franchise tagged by the Chargers, so he'll be back. A lot of these players got franchise tagged. That's, you know, unfair. I mean, it's just like, hey, we don't want to pay you, so we'll just
give you this.
we'll give you the set amount of money that we can. Yeah. A couple quarterback moves that I want to get to. Nick Foles traded to the Bears, fourth round pick. What do you feel about that?
I think I like this for both squads. Jacksonville, I think going forward, they're looking at Gardner Minshew as their guy. So
Minshew mania.
It's back, baby. 2020. And I think for them to get a fourth round pick, with that contract, I mean, hey, they got something. They got something out of it. And, you know, maybe this is can kind of help maybe get Trubisky going, getting some competition in with Nick Foles, hopefully for their sake. Or maybe Nick Foles takes over the job. I mean, we'll have to kind of wait and see. I like him, you know, going to Chicago. At the same time, I mean, that contract is still, you know, kind of hefty, but got to do what you got to do, I guess. So we'll see how that pans out for Chicago. But, I mean, I like the move for Jacksonville for sure.
And then Phillip Rivers to the Colts. It was the rumored move basically since the moment he was announcing that he was, like, leaving the Chargers.
What do you think of him going to the Colts?
I like it. I think it's a fit. You know, he's inside. I feel like that's important for, like, these old guys. Like, don't play outside. Don't play in the rain. Play within the elements. And then he's got a good offense, a crazy good offensive line. Marlon Mack, Nyheim Hines, those running backs.
I think weapons. T.Y.
super underrated. Yeah.
I'm intrigued Jack on Doyle. That. I will say, oh yes, the guy. I'm intrigued in seeing what happens with Jacoby Brissett with this. This move actually kind of surprised me. I know it was kind of like talked about, but I didn't know if the Colts were necessarily going to go through with it because I thought maybe they saw enough from Jacoby Brissett last year that they would think about it. I just think towards the end of the year it just kind of flamed out. And you know, it seems like they're moving forward with Phillip Rivers. Not sure if Jacoby is going to end up being, you know, with the Colts next year, or is he potentially going to be on the Patriots? That's where I've heard of, which I think I kind of want to see. I think that'd be cool for him to go back to New England. And, you know, good for New England to move on from, you know, you lose Tom Brady, bring one of your guys back and make it work.
New England has a lot of options here because they could get Jameis, they could get Cam. There was, you know, rumors that they could go out and get Andy Dalton.
Oh, yeah.
They could bring back Jacoby Brissett. There was, like, a weird rumor going around that there was, like, a three-way trade with the Vikings, the Patriots, and the 49ers, and the Vikings getting, like, Tom Brady, and then we give Kirk Cousins to the 49ers, and then Jimmy G goes back to the Patriots.
That would be crazy. What the hell?
Just saying whatever. Yeah, it's February, people are March. Just
throwing stuff at the wall and hoping it sticks. I want to see Jacoby Brissett in a starting spot. I think it's a good position for Phillip Rivers. I think this Colts team is relatively good. Like we said, got some weapons, especially that offensive line. I think that's the biggest thing for him. He's going to have some protection, which will be nice for him.
Yes. And then they get better on the defensive line, trading for DeForest Buckner.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, trading the first-round pick, which is – I thought it was, you know, okay. All right, you're going to give your first-round pick.
They and put then, their money where their mouth was.
Yes, yeah. $21 million a year for DeForest Buckner to make that defensive line that was like, you know, okay, to now they'll be pretty super solid. And the Colts defense is getting better, like, year by year. They just, like, throw one person in there that's
watch out for the Colts, man.
Yeah, the Colts – I mean, it's about time that – a lot of these AFC South teams start doing something instead of just
for
like
the longest time
playing hot potato with, okay, whose turn is it to win the division?
Literally, man, literally.
Moving to a couple other offseason additions. Amari Cooper re-signs with the Cowboys. $20 million a year for 5 years going forward. Washington Redskins were looking at potentially getting him, but
he
stays in Dallas.
He's still with the Cowboys, so we'll see how that pans out. I don't know how to feel about him. I mean, I think he needed to get paid, that's for sure. He's shown some things there.
Definitely.
Obviously, as an Eagles fan, not thrilled about this, but hey, we got another guy
right
on the other side of the ball now who can maybe do something about it.
Yeah, so let's talk about that right now. Darius Slay to the Eagles for a third and a fifth round pick, and then he signs a 3-year deal worth $50 million.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a lot of money, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it was by far, you know, the weakness last year for the Eagles. There's no question about it. Every week it was, you know, what quarterback, what wide receiver group is going against the Philadelphia Eagles. Watch out for them. I'm hoping we can kind of start to fix that, and I think this is a move to do so. Obviously, you don't love giving away the draft capital, but it's not like they gave away a first or second round.
No, you know, I think what they gave away for him is decent.
Pretty good.
I wouldn't say that he's washed up, but I don't
know. I'm just not sure what to think. Yeah, I'm not sure what to think because I know he didn't have, you know, the best year Last year, I think he was, for Pro Football Focus, he was a bit down there.
Middling, got exposed by Diggs a couple times.
Oh, yeah, Diggs routes will do that to you. I'm curious to see, you know, what Darius Slay we see. I'm wondering if he was almost a product of the environment in Detroit, which, I mean, I'm kind of hoping so, because it just seemed like, you know, between him and Matt Patricia, all the stuff going on with that, I'm wondering if that maybe affected his play at all, or it was just a thing where, you know, he just didn't want to be there, so he stopped playing. You know, personally, I don't know, but you know, going to be an optimist here and hope that that's the case, and we get a, you know, rejuvenated Darius Slay ready to come in and make some plays and make some stuff happen.
I wouldn't be surprised if he just kind of like maybe just, you know, threw in the towel a little bit or just eased off like that. Things in Detroit do not sound good.
No, not at all. But you know, Like I said, I mean, anything right now for this Eagles defensive backfield. And granted, you know, there was some injuries, but nonetheless, it was not great from the get-go. Week one, Case Keenum lit them up. So this is definitely, I think, a step in the right direction. Still signed Jalen Mills, who I think is a pretty good corner, at least relatively decent. You know, should be able to get the job done back there.
Denver signs Melvin Gordon. I thought this one was surprising.
That's right. That's right. And I was shocked.
Man. This was like the most recent move that just came down. I think this was Friday night that this came down. And what's surprising about it is they have Phillip Lindsay, who, you know, he didn't have a great year last year, but, you know, the Broncos offensive line suffered.
Yeah.
And obviously they went through some teetering quarterback play. And Phillip Lindsay, you know, is not the biggest guy, so he can't just like get in there and run over people and. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to give him a little bit of space to do something.
I mean, it seems like this is kind of, you know, Royce Freeman, that show maybe over.
See ya.
At this point.
Back it up, which no I don't get that
Rolls
either.
Royce. Yeah, I mean, I thought he played decently last year. I guess, I don't know, maybe they just saw, you know, this chance to bring in Melvin Gordon and improve the backfield a little bit, maybe help Drew Lock out a little bit more. So maybe we see something similar to what we saw in L.A. last year where Phillip Lindsay is kind of that Austin Eckler, probably won't, you know, do Austin Eckler as well as Eckler does, but plays more of that role, and then we see Melvin Gordon probably do similar to what he did last year, if I had to guess, but I don't know what the game plan is with
Speaking of Austin Eckler, re-signs with the Chargers on like a 4-year deal, gets some good money out of it. Chargers got some guys, they re-signed Eckler, Brian Bulaga, offensive lineman, long time for the Packers, and then I think they signed Chris Harris Jr. So
they did.
That secondary is
wicked. Oh my God. That's right. Yeah,
if all those guys can stay healthy, finally. Ooh. It seems like every year for like the past, I'm not kidding you, 4 or 5 years, someone in that Chargers secondary has torn their ACL. Yeah. And it's been like, well,
if they all stay healthy, man, that defense, dude, that is deadly. So Chargers might be interesting this year. I think quarterback wise, I think we're looking at Tyrod Taylor
as of right now.
Potentially Justin Herbert.
Yes.
Yeah, which could be interesting. I'm wondering if they would have Herbert start right away or, you know, have Taylor in there and then maybe bring, you know, Herbert in potentially later. So we'll see. But it seems like the Chargers are doing some things. Austin Eckler, good to see him get some money.
Yes, definitely. Especially the way that he just stepped in and did his thing and was a huge fantasy guy last year.
Yeah, I'm wondering where he's going to get drafted depending on what they do with that backfield. Mm-hmm. Like, are we looking at him potentially as a first or second round pick in fantasy next year?
I would say definitely I would be cool taking him in the second round. I don't
as of right
say
now,
anywhere
I
first.
I have no idea as of right now. I mean,
right.
I have to look.
Can't look at the list.
In my head, I could picture, second round seems reasonable.
Calais Campbell going to the Ravens for a 5th-round pick. Jaguars just dealing everybody off their defense. It looks like they're trying to start over.
That's what it seems. AJ Bouye, he went to the Broncos, right?
Yep.
For like a 4th round. So,
yeah,
they're really just, I don't want to say giving away their players, but I mean, just kind of getting them out of there.
Saints get Malcolm Jenkins and Emmanuel Sanders. Emmanuel Sanders, I think, signed pretty
when
recently.
When did this
too.
Happen? Yeah, I didn't
that
know
might have
Emmanuel
been today.
Sanders signed.
That might have been today,
oh,
Saturday.
Snap. Well, I mean, I guess we can start with the Malcolm Jenkins thing. As an Eagles fan, you know, it's tough to see Malcolm Jenkins go, but I will say for the money that this man wanted, I don't think Philadelphia could
give
it up.
He's like old, ain't he?
He's like a good leader, and I think he's a good player, but, you know, for that contract, the Eagles just did not have the dinero to do that, you know.
And the Saints somehow do?
I guess so. I don't know how they did it. I mean, I'd have to look at their budget here, but, I mean, I feel like the Eagles just don't have that kind of money, especially with what they're trying to bring in. I mean, they did just pay Darius Slay. I feel like, you know, potentially more moves to come. I don't know. I feel like they need to kind of continue to work a little bit on that defense and definitely continue to get Wentz some playmakers, specifically some younger guys, because I love me some DeSean Jackson and Alshon Jeffrey, but those guys are old.
Well, at least Aguilar's gone. He just signed with the Las Vegas Raiders. That news came down a couple hours ago.
Thank you for informing me on that. That's amazing.
I thought that you would be pleased by that.
Wow, he can, do his thing over there. The Emmanuel Sanders signing, though, I like that actually a lot for the Saints. They needed that. They needed a second guy to Michael Thomas big time.
A legitimate wide receiver, too.
The NFC South, man, that is just terrifying.
It's going to be interesting. Falcons are definitely not going to win it because they're the worst team out of all of them.
Yeah.
And they'll watch us be like in
December. You think they're worse than the Panthers? I think they kind of had a tough year last year. I think they're better than the Panthers.
They did, but, you look in retrospect, who do they have? Julio still. Other than that, it's they don't really have anybody on the defense. A lot of those guys have gone. Vic Beasley, just still injuries.
We'll wait and see. I mean, it definitely seems, we're looking at Tampa. We're looking at New Orleans for sure.
That's an interesting question. I didn't think about the Panthers. I just automatically thought that Teddy and CMC is good.
Yeah, automatically starts winning. I don't know. I feel like the Panthers are in kind of a weird spot too, where it's mm-hmm. They're rebuilding, but at the same time trying to be good right now.
So. No Luke Kuechly. They lost Gerald McCoy. I mean, that was a given. So, Browns getting Austin Hooper. We mentioned that earlier. He goes to them 4 years, $44 million. Decent contract after he bought out last year. Before his injury, was the number one tight end in fantasy football. So that's a great addition to the Browns offense, who that was their missing piece was tight end.
Mayfield, you didn't have except enough weapons here.
David Njoku.
Yeah, which, Njoku got hurt. So I could be interesting. Yeah, I mean, if you keep Njoku, you got those two tight ends. And then Landry and Beckham?
Yes, and Nick Chubb.
Nick Chubb?
And Kareem Hunt.
We don't know what's going on with Kareem Hunt. What happened with him? Didn't he just get potentially suspended due to, weed or something like that?
Well, yeah, there was that arrest or whatever.
I swear there was some sort of incident that just happened. So I don't know.
There was an incident. I just don't know if
suspension or what's going to happen with him.
Yeah, that hasn't been handed down
yet. Even if they don't have Kareem Hunt, they got some weapons there. I believe they brought in an O-lineman, too. I could be mistaken, but I think they brought in
Case Keenum.
There you go.
So if Baker Mayfield gets hurt,
Kevin Stefanski.
Yikes! That's going to be.
We've seen that movie before.
Yes, we have seen that movie before. A couple other things to close out free agency. Eric Ebron goes to the Steelers on a 2-year deal. Steelers haven't had a legitimate tight end in what seems like forever.
Yeah,
and Heath Miller was
towards the end of his career for sure. Yeah, and even during it was okay to somewhat above average. So, good for them to bring in a weapon. Hopefully that helps out Juju next
year. If Big Ben comes back, that's going to be a deadly offense, I think.
I think the Steelers definitely could be looking pretty solid again. I mean, that defense was at least top three in the NFL last year. No doubt. They were going bananas. So if the offense can somewhat resemble an average offense, I think they're in a good spot and James Conner can stay healthy.
Ryan Tannehill re-signed with the Titans. $118 million over 4 years. I think his last year is $30 million guaranteed in full. And then meanwhile, Derrick Henry gets franchise tagged for $10 million a year.
That's how they do those running backs, man. That's how they do it. It's brutal. It's tough to see, man. It really is. I mean, Gurley gets a long contract and then, 2 years later, it's we're going to cut you now.
Yep.
So it's really, man, it's messed up for running backs and all the work they put in. I mean, how do you feel about this Tannehill contract? Do you feel like it's about right? Do you feel like maybe too long or not enough, too much money? I wouldn't say not enough money for sure.
Maybe too much money. I think he was definitely a huge savior when he came in last season for the Titans and threw them
to... He did ball out,
and I think he deserves it. It's... that kind of, limits your options for what you want to do around him. And,
absolutely.
A.J. Brown and Corey Davis are good, but it's you could probably do a little bit better. And
I think A.J. Brown is that dude, but they need another guy because I don't know about Corey Davis. Corey Davis was a guy I felt really excited about, first a couple years ago. Yeah, and just it hasn't panned out. I really don't know. I mean, I think as far as the deal for him, it is a lot of money. I think I'm not as worried about the money as maybe the longevity of the contract, just because it's Tannehill, he played super well last year, but it was, for about half a year, maybe a little bit more than half a year. And not that I don't think he could, you know, sustain that, but I don't know for sure that he could. So I think maybe like a 2-year deal at like about the same rate would have made sense. But I mean, even if, you know, they don't want to go the full four, they can always look to trade or potentially cut him.
Yeah, definitely. He deserves it.
I'm happy though that he's going to be your starter.
He is a little bit late in his age for like the, you know, the longevity of the contract. I just don't think the Titans really had any other option.
No, I think they made the right decision. Re-signing Tannehill, I think, you know, it makes sense. He seems to fit in with what Mike Vrabel and, you know, they like to do with that offense. You know, play action, hand the ball to Derrick Henry, make a couple plays when you need to. It was interesting. So Marcus Mariota then is on the Raiders now, backing up Derek Carr. Do you think he challenges Derek Carr for the starting position or no?
I don't think so. I think Derek Carr is good enough to keep it. I think maybe Mariota comes in one of those things where they do like special packages,
and which could be interesting.
I don't know. I don't know what they're gonna do, man. I don't feel like Mariota showed enough to like be like, hey, we're gonna bring you in and have you challenge Derek Carr, who we're basically paying like north of $25 million a year.
I don't think we're looking like right out the get go him taking the spot. But I will say I'm kind of on watch. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, we see almost, like, a similar thing. I'm not saying Mariota's going to ball out like Tannehill did last year, but potentially where going into the year it was like, Mariota, you're the guy. We got Tannehill to back you up in case. Because Mariota's had a few injuries, you know, backing him up there in case anything's to happen. And then they bring in Tannehill and, you know, the whole offense, the dynamic changes. So maybe Mariota after this, you know, maybe humbled a little bit. Not to say that he wasn't a humble guy before, but maybe makes him a little bit more hungry. Maybe, you know, feels like he has a chip on his shoulder and he wants to prove something. So, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if Mariota potentially is the starter this year, but I think it will be Derek Carr for, you know, at least like the first 6-8 games.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Mariota could be coming into a situation that he saw happen to him last year.
Potentially, yeah. We'll just kind of have to wait and see. You really never know with the NFL, man. Yeah. I mean, who would have thought an undrafted Gardner Minshew would be... Or I don't know if I thought he was undrafted. Maybe it was like 6th or 7th round. You know, comes in and plays pretty well. You know, you really never know what you're going to get in the NFL.
Definitely. I don't think the Jaguars are going to be that good, but
no, absolutely not. Oh, hell.
Minshew magic should be able to get them a couple wins.
It'll be fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's really about it for free agency moves. A lot of things went down, and we will continue to monitor that as things go. There's a lot of guys that haven't signed. Jadeveon Clowney was like one of the top guys that has not signed yet, just because, you know, I think he's kind of waiting to fill out the market, and a lot of things will come. It's the first wave is, you know, where everyone's going to, I want this guy, you know, we're going to pay him. Excellent. And then you kind of get to figure out where people are going to fall to next, and there's still a lot of things to come. The draft is in about a month. It will happen in Las Vegas with no fans in attendance, just essential personnel because of all the things
that is going on in the world.
Yes. So I think that'll be a little bit weird not to see the draft with all the people and all the fanfare, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it's a crazy time, man. It is a crazy time to be alive right now.
NFL, or not NFL, NBA and NHL put on hold with the coronavirus lingering throughout the world, basically. Yeah.
Oh, my God. MLB postponed, I believe, at this moment.
Until about May. NBA is looking to resume mid-June. I would assume NHL probably gets going a little bit before then, maybe at the same time.
I mean, I'm hoping, and I'm hoping we get it by then or earlier if we can. But, I mean, who really knows at this point? I mean, it's definitely going to be a bit of a process. So, you know, now we wait and, you know, hope it comes back soon, because the NBA was getting to that part of the year where it starts to get, you know, more exciting. It's heating up. We're getting ready for the playoffs, and now we're without it. So
now we're on pause, and I want to know what you think. Do you think that this extended period of time is going to help or hurt the players? Because everyone was like, oh, this is going to be the best playoffs we've seen in years. Everyone's going to be recharged. I don't know who said, oh, yeah, it was Anthony Tolliver was like, this is basically just like another offseason. Everyone's going to come back rusty. And then people were like, oh, Anthony Tolliver, why is he saying that? Who asked him? Right. But I'm like, well, he kind of brings up a good point. So what do you think about that?
So I think it'll come down to, you know, how do they bring it back? Because I agree with both points. I feel like I wouldn't be surprised if the first few games or first week or two that it's back, we do see a little bit of rust on these guys. I will say at the same time, you know, it's not as long as the offseason. That's why I don't think it'll linger as much. But I definitely think, you know, a lot of these players are going to be, you know, refreshed and revamped. So maybe we lose a little bit of the quality for maybe, you know, a couple weeks. But I do think we're in for a good playoffs. A lot of these guys are going to have, you know, that energy. Or, you know, if they have been, you know, maybe they were going to be tired in the playoffs, you know, with how much they've had to play or, you know, carry their team. You know, they're going to be in a better spot now. So I'm hoping they bring it back with some regular season at least left to, you know, let these guys kind of get back in the swing of things and also kind of, you know, figure out the seeding and give some of these teams still a chance. Mm-hmm. But I imagine I wouldn't be surprised if the season's shortened a little bit.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I wonder if they're going to come back, you know, with a different format where they're maybe going to shorten the regular season by a couple games and maybe shorten up the playoffs. There was, you know, the potential that they may be going to like a best of five for each series in the NBA. And maybe if the NHL takes the same kind of steps, because they're kind of at the same point in their season when they took a pause. So what do you think about that?
I would prefer, you know, it stayed
just kind of pick up where you left off.
Yeah, I would prefer we just keep it going. But you know, I get that there's more.
We're about to have NBA finals in August, dog.
Yeah. I mean, hey, NBA is going to essentially lead right into fantasy football for us.
This might be a year where we won't struggle during the summer about things to talk about. And just
true,
because
usually early June, we're just like, oh, what do we do?
Right.
So, yeah, no, it's tough. You know, it's a terrible thing to see. Obviously, we want to see, you know, all these guys healthy and playing, but I think, you know, this is the right thing to do. We're just going to have to, you know, sit and wait and, you know, hope it comes back soon. Hope everyone stays healthy and comes back good to roll. But just whenever it comes back, man, I'm excited. I feel like my 2K, you know, game has been amped up lately because, like, I need some kind of
basketball
consumption
to fill the void.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's the crazy thing about this coronavirus is a lot of guys tested positive after not even exhibiting symptoms. Rudy Gobert was the first guy to come down with symptoms, and then he touched all the mics.
Ugly
and
thing, then, the way that all panned out.
You know, kicked that off, and then his teammate Donovan Mitchell gets it. And then KD tested positive.
Yeah,
and I think Marcus Smart on the Celtics.
Oh, yeah, Marcus Smart. Yeah, I think there's been a couple
Sean Payton.
Teams now. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Bah!
Sean Payton, too. That's what you get. it's tough.
No
man.
Comment.
Yep, no comment on that one. but, yeah, no, it's just a weird thing to see because you, like, view these people, you know, as not even being human. But, I mean, that's just
right.
Simply not the case.
Oh, I'm immune. I'm not immune to this virus. Yes, you are. And then they're like, stay home, blah, blah, blah. Well, some of us can't stay home. You shouldn't be telling me what to do. Yeah. That's the thing that's frustrating me about all these celebrities are making all these posts. Stay at home. You're the older generation was called to fight in the war. You're called to sit on your couch. Do it. And mm-hmm. It's like, well, I think most people do that anyway. Like,
yeah.
We don't need to go to the bar. I mean, me and you personally speaking, like, we're not like that
at all.
I can live without that. Like,
no, I mean, I think we're doing, you know, we're doing the right things, you know,
yeah.
Making sure that you're not getting into large, massive groups, you know, where you're going to potentially spread it, you know, I think is the biggest thing. I mean, there is at least somewhat of a social distancing aspect to it, but I mean, it's not, you know, that difficult. Like you said, you know, you're not necessarily going to be eating out, you know, or going to the bars or the mall or stuff like that. But I mean, it's not a crazy thing to ask for, but I mean, obviously some of us are still, you know, we're going to be working, you know, we have stuff, you know, to do. We can't completely, you know, put our lives on pause for this.
That'd be nice if everyone could and had
exactly
the money and ability to do so.
Which, I mean, we'll see if, you know, a stimulus package does go through. I believe within the next couple of weeks we could potentially see something happen where we are getting, you know, some checks. So, knock on wood, that would be nice.
Hopefully. I mean, you know, there's the opportunity for people that have gotten their jobs cut to claim unemployment things like that in certain states. And, you know, even if you're working at some of these, you know, high priority places like at the hospitals, and you're a healthcare worker, and grocery store workers are now being included in, you know, this thing of you're getting surplus and you're getting your kids watched for free. It's just a crazy thing that has come down. I mean, basically when the NBA and the NHL got put on hold, that's when you were like, whoa.
That's when it got super real, I think, is when it was like, all right, we're really going to be doing this. Because it went from, oh, there's going to be no fans, but, you know, there's still going to be basketball. Then no, like none of it. We're cutting all of it. So, you know, it's definitely a serious matter, and we're just, you know, hoping, you know, that we can get through this, you know, sooner than later.
Yes, I just hope it all goes through and everyone stays healthy and we come out of this better. And, you know, hopefully this doesn't linger super long throughout into the summer, because that would suck. I'd be kind of, you know, we got to do what we got to do. But if this ruins the Minnesota State Fair, I am not going to be okay.
That's when there's beef.
But I think, you know, the State Fair also starts a little bit later, like not even till the 27th.
Yeah, we got some time. We got some time.
I mean, we're still in March, but they're already saying that this could go into, you know, June, July, and the CDC recommended that groups of 50 not gather basically until like mid, early May. So this is kind of all up in the air. But hopefully all of you are staying at home, practicing social distancing. Try saying that 5 times.
Work on it, y'all. Social distancing.
And I mean, if you go to the grocery store, like I was at the grocery store and I was like, well, I have to walk by these people. But I was like, well, I'm out here now with all these people. I need to
get
my Reese's Puffs versus like staying away from this man 6 feet.
Right. I mean, you got to do at the end of the day what you got to do. There is going to be some situations where you can't stop yourself from doing it. Like, you know, the grocery store or something like that. You got to live your life. But I mean, just doing the unnecessary stuff, you know, being in big groups of people or being unsanitary, like wash your hands, MFs, and stay clean.
That should have already been a given.
That's the frustrating part, yeah, as people should already.
And stay strapped with the hand sanitizer if you can find it.
Always. Good luck, man. Good luck finding it now. It's
That's crazy. That's a gold commodity, like a rare weapon in the world of Earth right now. Like Purell made their come up. Like, they are rolling. Their profits.
Imagine just being in the stocks and you were into sanitizer, man. You went way up.
That stock must. I would love to see what Purell like went up. Like,
I think I saw some ish on TikTok. My girl was watching. I don't remember what it was exactly, but it was a large chunk of change. So
got invested. I think
it was like that. It literally
rewind the clock 2 months and invest in Purell.
Let's do it, man. We're coming up, man. New studio, new setup coming soon.
That Acorns account hitting different.
Oh yeah.
All those stupid money management apps.
Robin Hood.
I don't want you to take my extra change from my Chipotle and put it towards something random when the stock market is crashing.
Right.
I already lost all this money on Bitcoins.
R.I.P.
It is what it is.
Yep.
So hopefully everyone is staying safe, washing your hands, using hand sanitizer, staying at home as much as you can. And yeah, we will continue to bring you the sports news and other news. We'll have to get Oxcord Radio going. That's kind of been a thing of ours. That's, you know, we've had some roadblocks, but we'll continue to work on that as well. And hopefully you guys liked today's episode. We will hear from y'all next week.
All right. Stay safe, y'all.